French officials are learning more about the Tunisian man who barreled a truck through crowds last Thursday in Nice. He killed 84 people and injured more than 300. France's chief prosecutor says the man showed interest in jihad, but that there was no proof that he had any allegiance to the Islamic State. NPR's Daniel Estrin has the latest from Nice, where there are still many questions.
Investigators are still trying to figure out why Mohamed Laouedj Boulel mowed down hundreds of people at the Bastille Day celebration. Six people are in police custody in connection with the attack. In a televised press conference today, prosecutor François Molin said some clues have emerged.
Par ailleurs, l'exploitation d'un ordinateur trouvé à son domicile.
Molin said Boulel's computer showed that his interest in radical jihadist movements was only very recent. He'd searched for information related to the so-called Islamic State and other jihadi groups. And 2 weeks before his attack, he looked up information about the Bastille Day festivities. He also told a witness that he didn't understand why Islamic State couldn't have its own territory. The prosecutor also noted Boulel's sudden change of behavior.
Des témoignages font état d'un individu très éloigné des considérations religieuses.
Boulel came from a Muslim family, but Molin said he was not a practicing Muslim. He ate pork, drank alcohol, did drugs, and had what the prosecutor called an unrestrained sex life. All things that devout Muslims shun. And then, 8 days before the attack, Boulel started growing a beard and said it was for religious reasons. Still, Molin said, there was no proof he was affiliated with Islamic State. No element of the investigation, Molin said, shows that Mohamed Boulel had any allegiance to a terrorist group or anyone in connection with an organization. What is certain is Boulel's Bastille Day massacre was premeditated, the prosecutor said. Boulel rented the vehicle 4 days before the attack. He went to the promenade several times to take photos and selfies. And minutes before he sped through the crowd, he sent a text message saying he had acquired a pistol. At noon today, France observed a nationwide minute of silence for the victims. In Nice, tens of thousands gathered on the Promenade des Anglais, where the attack occurred. Then the crowd sang La Marseillaise, the French national anthem. There was applause for police and emergency responders. But when French Prime Minister Manuel Valls and other ministers arrived at the memorial, and again when they left, some in the crowd booed and shouted criminals and murderers.
Ils sont en colère parce que c'est pas...
22-year-old Mélissane Darrow from Nice said she's angry. She says the French government has not done enough to protect people following three deadly attacks in just 18 months. For something like this to happen, it's just not possible, she says, and begins to cry. French leaders are facing heavy criticism for lapses in security. Leaders say their policies have thwarted many potential attacks. One woman said that everyone is deeply sad, but no one should direct anger at the wrong people. She said anger should be directed at the one truly responsible for what happened, the killer. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Nice.